Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You are listening to the Fly the W670 podcast. This is season 3. It's episode 30. Cubs let the series slip in San Diego. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and most importantly, subscribe to the podcast. Follow on the socials, Fly the W670 on Twitter, Instagram, and Fly the W on Facebook. Of course, you can email Crowley and I, flythew670@gmail.com. Crowley, happy off day to you. We're licking our wounds a little bit after things went not so hot last night in San Diego.
Well, you know, Dustin, I think both you and I, when we were looking at the series, we said 1-3 is what we kind of figured it would be. But after what happened on Monday night, it just wasn't good enough. It couldn't happen. And that's really where it really stings. If they would have won last night, the stink of Friday could have gotten washed off, but they didn't. And now you lost the series.
Yeah, it was disappointing. I am glad, though, they were able to get that that second game. That was a good bounce back. But we'll get to Kyle Hendricks' outing in a couple of minutes. But first, let's get to game one. That was Javier Assad and Yu Darvish. Not exactly the pitching matchup that we were thinking was going to be good for the Cubs offense, but Cubs bats got to him pretty quick.
Yeah, on paper, it didn't look good, Darvish versus Assad. But, you know, the Cubs continued to swing hot bats with two outs. Darvish loaded the bases and Ian Happ singled to put the Cubs ahead 2-0. Darvish then walks Saya to load the bases again, and Cody Bellinger doubled, and the Cubs were up 4-0 after two. In that second inning, Dustin, Cubs hitters made Darvish throw 42 pitches in the inning. He finished the third, but his day was done. He gave up 4 runs, 3 walks, and 3 innings of works. He threw 65 pitches. Dustin, we talked about how the Cubs really struggled against Darvish. Not that night.
Not that night. That was great. Really, really loving overall the approach these guys are taking to the plate. It's been fantastic.
Right. And then not only that, the Cubs beat on his replacement, Pedro Avila, in the fourth. They load the bases with one out. Cody Bellinger hit a sac fly to make it 5-0. Christopher Morel followed that up with a double to make it 6-0. And then Dansby tripled to score 2 more runs. Cubs are up 8-0. And I think half the Chicagoland area turned off the TV, able to go to bed, knowing safe and sound that this was going to be a victory. Not to be, but
not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, right. Javier Assad was cruising. He struck out 2 batters in the first and the second with runners at first and third and one out. He struck out 2 more batters. He didn't give up a hit in the third, fourth, fifth inning. So, you know, no doubt Craig Counsell is going to let him go out in the sixth. He walks Tatis Jr., which you can't do up 8-0. Put it down the middle. I don't care. But then he gives up a 2-run homer to Jake Cronenworth. That made it 8-2. Assad's night was done. But, he went 5 innings pitch. He gave up 2 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 7 Ks. You got to cut the walks down. Again, that cost you a run there. But that was another good start for Assad. You'll take that any day of the week.
Yep. Other than the walks, Crowley, I would take that outing any day of the week. No doubt about it.
Now, Counsell decided to call on Jose Quas, which I didn't have a problem with. It was a low leverage situation. You're up 8-2. The very first batter he faces, Manny Machado, reaches on a fielding error by Dansby Swanson, his second of the season. That should have been out number one. He then gave up a single to Jurickson Profar to put runners at first and third. Then Ha-Sung Kim hits one to right, and Mike Tauchman tried to cut it off, went under the glove. Two runs are going to score, and Kim is on third, and the Cubs' lead is 8-4. Luis Camposano grounded out to make it 8-5. Council pulls Kwas after he gave up a single to Jackson Merrill, and he calls on Luke Little, who's been doing really well. The first batter he faced, he got to strike out, but then he gave up a two-run homer to Xander Bogaerts, and the Cubs' 8-0 lead was cut to 8-7. So, Dustin, I mean, a couple bad defensive plays, walks, stuff like that, they're just going to hurt you.
Walks and defensive errors will kill you every single time. As much as I wasn't happy with what Kwas was throwing out there, you know, his defense didn't help him out at all. Now, it might not have been, you know, 8-7 by the time we got out of that inning, but it could have easily been 8-5 because of the walks and the shoddy defense.
Now, Little struggled with control in the seventh, walking two of the first three batters he faced, but Hector Neris was able to get out of the jam. Neris comes back in the eighth, walks the first batter he faces, gets an out, and in comes closer Adbert Alzolay for a five-out save. He strikes out Xander Bogaerts, but then leaves one middle spinning for Fernando Tatis, who blasts a two-run homer to put the Padres up 9-8, and that is how the game would end. Like, you know, Dustin, I mean, this one's clearly on the pen. Kwas, Little, Neris, Alzolay went three innings. They gave up seven runs on five hits, three walks, two home runs, and only two strikeouts. Kwas has an ERA of 9. Neris, you know, over 7. And that was the second blown save for Alzolay. So, you know, you look at that game, and again, the defense didn't help. But even with the defense, man, the bullpen has got to be better than that. And our guy, Chris Komka from Marquee Sports, he had the tweet of the night. Cubs had won 43 state games when scoring 8-plus runs until last night. They were 32-0 last season when scoring at least 8 runs. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, very hard to stomach a game when you score 8 runs. When you score 8 runs, you should basically win every time, which is what the Cubs did last year. I was worried about the first game. I was worried that they were going to be tired. The Sunday game went long because of the rain delays, and they got to fly basically, you know, three quarters of the country to get out to San Diego. And they were facing Yu Darvish. But when you get to him, I mean, the bullpen should not have been as exhausted as it was. But my only problem is when you have the opportunity to win that game, you know, was a Mark Leiter Jr. event, were some other guys available instead of going to Jose Kwas? You know, it's the old Crawley, when you have your foot on their throat, you've got to finish it. Okay. And like, he brings in Kwas because I think he thought it would be easy for him, right? As you mentioned, not a high leverage situation. I think when you do that, you potentially bring the entire team's level down a bit. Okay. And maybe that's why Dansby Swanson made the error that he made. Maybe that's why Mike Tauchman had the not great play he had, because everybody was just kind of like, well, we'll just keep going. Well, we'll just get through it. No, damn it. Let's put the foot on the throat and end this night.
When you talk about Council, he talks about playing the long game, and I had no problem with Kwas. You know, those guys, I don't care what they think. They need to be ready to play defense. That's the mark of this team. So that was disappointing.
All right, let's get to game number 2. We had the major league debut of Ben Brown.
The first start for Ben Brown. First start for Ben Brown. And so
the first major league start for Ben Brown.
Yeah. After Monday night's disaster, the Cubs needed to bounce back in game 2. And Dustin, I think that's why they didn't put in, like, I think, you know, Ben Brown's not completely stretched out yet. And so I think that's why they were kind of holding off a little bit when you talk about Drew Smyly. They needed to bounce back, and they gave the ball to Ben Brown, the number 9 prospect in the Cubs minor league system, for his first start, like we said. And boy, Ben Brown did not disappoint. He actually had a little help from his defense as opposed to the night before. Brown gave up a leadoff double to Xander Bogaerts, but then Fernando Tatis hit a fly ball to Cody Bellinger. Bogaerts tagged up and was thrown out at third on the old 8-5 double play. Great throw by Belly. Nice catch by Morel, you know, to see through the runner.
Yes, that was something that you were worried about. I'll be honest, at least I was, when the ball was coming his way.
Yep. And then in the fourth, Fernando Tatis hit a rope to lead off the inning that Nico snagged by climbing the ladder. The kids got hops. Brown went 4.2 innings pitch, gave up 3 hits. Machado had a double and single against Brown, and Bogarts hit a double, one walk, five Ks. That's, again, with a lot of these young guys, whether you're talking about Kwas, Little, Brown, it's just the walks. Jordan Wicks, one walk, five Ks, no problem there. Unfortunately, Dustin, he finished one out away from qualifying for the win. Council pulled him with 77 pitches. But that was just such a great outing for Ben Brown.
Yeah, way to make your big league debut as a starter. Really nice outing. And, he was talking about after the game about how nice it was to see all the hard work he's had over the years finally pay off.
MLB Tonight was talking about him. Here's what Pedro Martinez had to say about Ben Brown.
But by watching Ben Brown today, I think they have something special in this kid. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, not bad when Pedro Martinez is giving you the props.
Something special. All right.
We'll see what happened. On offense, the Cubs' runs all came in the fifth inning. Yan Gomes led off the inning with his first home run of the season, and the Cubs are up 1-0. Musgrove walked Happ, gave up a single to Seiya, and hit Bellinger to load the bases. His night is done. And in came Stephen Kolek, and Christopher Morel rudely greeted him with a 431-foot upper deck. And the Cubs were up 5-1, and that's how this one's going to end. Seiya was 3-for-5, Morel 2-for-3 with a grand slam, Gomes 2-for-4 with a home run, and the bullpen tips again. Smiley looking really good. He went 1.1. He gave up one hit and one run, a solo home run to Igwe Rosario, and he had two Ks. Almonte pitched one inning with two Ks. Leiter pitched one inning with a walk and a K. And after blowing the save the night before, Alzolay had a nice 1-2-3 inning.
Good to see Alzolay get right back in there. I thought that was a good move to get him back out there, even though it was a non-save situation for him. So good. That was good. And hey, listen, that's the difference. I think last year, Ben Brown probably doesn't get that start. I think David Ross pushes back on that idea. Drew Smiley probably starts that game last year, and the Cubs lose that game last year. So that was a big win, even though it's still obviously very early in the season. So now it's nice bounce back. We get to game three, and the Cubs have a chance to win the series. Kyle Hendricks is on the mound facing a former Cubs prospect. We hardly knew him. And then he was the ace of the White Sox for a little bit, Dylan Cease.
Yeah, Dustin. See, that, again, this is where the Monday night kills you, because you and I both knew on paper this just looked awful. Like, right. You know, made my stomach turn when I saw this. And it went exactly as we predicted. Hendricks gets rocked. Cease is dealing. For Kyle, it started out with some bad luck. Now, I know people don't want to hear this, but as the game went on, it wasn't about luck. The Padres were hitting him like a piñata. So, you know, you look at the first time through the lineup, the second time through the lineup, the third time in the lineup. You know, again, some of it does involve a little bit of luck. Others of it was not luck. It was purely hitting him. But this is what I kind of mean on luck here. If you take a look, this was the second inning when the Padres scored two runs. If you're watching this on the Fly the W podcast on 670 The Score's YouTube channel, with one out in the second, the Padres hit three straight singles that all had an exit velocity of less than 70 miles per hour. Duck snorts, finding holes, just bad luck. You know, normally when you hit a ball that weak, it's not going to, you know, you're not going to get all these base hits, but they all were three straight singles, less than 70 miles per hour on the exit velocity. That led to a run. And then Ha-Sung Kim stole third. Jackson Merrill hit into a force out to make it 2-0, but his force out was only 70 miles per hour, so it was too slow to make a play on that. So just bad luck for Kyle there. But the Cubs were able to tie it up in the fourth. Now, Dylan Cease is cruising. He's got a no-hitter going. And Christopher Morel reached on an error with two outs. And then, Dustin, how about Michael Bush blasting one to right center and the game is tied? That was awesome.
Yeah, he crushed that ball. And I really thought that the Cubs had a chance to get back in that game right then and there. I thought that was kind of a momentum thing, gives everybody a spark in the dugout. But unfortunately, that's not what happened.
Right. The Cubs needed Hendricks to come back with that shutdown inning, but it didn't happen. And this inning, Dustin, had nothing to do with bad luck when we talk about the fourth here. When you look at the fourth inning here, you could kind of see what happened. On the balls that they made contact with, they were all just hard hit. Machado had a single at 91 MPH. Profar doubled the score Machado to make it 3-2, and Ha-Sung Kim tripled to put the Padres up 4-2. But in that inning, you're talking about on that single, it was 91 miles per hour. On the double by Profar, exit velocity of 102. Same with Ha-Sung Kim's triple. So they were not cheap little flares. They were hitting the ball hard.
They were hitting it hard, no doubt about it. It was just, you know, the game really got away from the Cubs bullpen. And there was some talk today on The Score with Bruce Levine wondering if maybe Craig Counsell left Kyle Hendricks in there a little too long.
That's the question. We're going to talk, you know, here's the thing. Hendricks was able to get out of the, you know, was able to get a 1-2-3 in the inning in the fifth. Okay. And so, you know, you're going to have to roll the dice sometimes. And that's what he tried to do.
Like that's what we're talking about. Like maybe if you pull him in the fifth, you know, but again, when you score two runs, you're not going to win a whole lot of baseball games.
Yeah. You know, he comes out for that sixth inning, trying to squeeze one out, and Cronenworth led off with a homer. Machado singled. Profar hit the second home run of the inning. That's it for Hendricks. Dustin, five innings, seven runs on nine hits, no walks, two Ks, two home runs in the six. Dustin, for the first time in his career, Kyle has given up at least five runs in three consecutive appearances. The bullpen looked like trash anyway. Daniel Palencia pitched two innings, gave up two runs on two hits, three walks, and three Ks.
The walks.
That's what you get with these young pitchers. And then Jose Quaz went one inning, gave up one run on one hit and a walk with two Ks and a hit by batter. So you're just giving up these free bases. The Cubs' offense against Cease and the Padres' bullpen was non-existent. Cease gave up two runs on two hits, but both of those runs were unearned because of the error on Ha-Sung Kim. The defense only had three hits, and they walked three times. The Michael Bush homer was the only run that the Cubs scored. But Dustin, the big picture of this series and of the season so far, and you were kind of alluding it to there, well, should he, you know, did he try pushing his luck? Here's the problem that Craig Counsell faces right now, and they're related. One is the fact that the starters are not going deep, and two is underperformance in the pen, sprinkle in some injuries, and that's why the Cubs lost this series, right? You got the injury to Taillon before the season starts. You lose Steele on opening night and have to go to the bullpen right away. And then they had to pitch a lot the entire weekend in Texas. Hendricks got pounded and Wicks didn't go deep. Then when you go
to... So they've already taxed that bullpen. There's no doubt about that.
Right. Shota and Assad went six innings in the first two games of the homestand against Colorado. But since that Assad start against Colorado, there hasn't been a starter that has recorded more than 15 outs. So Shota's second start against the Dodgers was cut short by rain. You got a lot of young guys in the rotation like Assad, Ben Brown, Jordan Wicks that you know, they're not able to go as deep as you'd like. Dustin, you look at the numbers right now. The Cubs have had, you know, starters, their starters have thrown 52.2 innings, while their relievers have thrown 53. So the relievers have thrown more than the starters, right? And so that's the problem that you have right there. And that's why you push a guy like, Kyle Hendricks. Can I get one more inning? Because you're trying to save the bullpen a little bit. And that bullpen, you know, your big free agent signing in the pen, Hector Neris, he's pitched four games. He has an ERA of 7.36. Jose Quas has pitched five games. He has an ERA of 9. Palencia, ERA of 5.40. Palencia's only up there because of an injury to Julian Merriweather, and we're going to talk about that in segment three, but that's a huge blow. And then Adbert Alzolay has two blown saves in six appearances. Would have been a third if Michael Busch didn't make a spectacular defensive dive in the third game against the Dodgers to save that game. So you're in this problem right now where you need length out of your starters. You don't get it. You tax the bullpen. Quas and Neris have got to step up. Alzolay has got to get more locked in. And Dustin, it's going to be interesting to see what decisions are going to be made when Jameson Taillon is ready to start the big leagues. I'm looking at it right now. I think Javier Assad's looked great. We're going to see what Ben Brown has. I don't know. You know, I don't want to go too crazy off the first start. And then he had a good performance when he kind of came in off of the Luke Little opener. But you know, they're going to have to make a decision when Taillon is ready to come off. And it looks like it's going to be sooner rather than later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.